Friend and a Friend. If I had a chance, no, I had to take it. So for the longest time, spent a string of lonely nights back in 40 combat. Wake up feeling low, then you get behind the wheel and go. Some days it's wide open, some days it's dead end. Some days I feel like I'm walking on the Wild West End. Got a big dream. I came out with my very first full-length album this year in April. It's called When You're Ready, and we're gonna do a bunch of songs off of there. But this next one is one that actually came about through my friend Steve Poltz. I don't know if there are any Steve Poltz fans here today. This is one that Steve actually started writing with Jewel over 20 years ago, and he asked if I would wanna finish this song, and I just fell in love with the song, and I wrote another verse to it and sent it back to Steve, and I was like, getting ready to do this album, and I asked him if he would see if Jewel was okay with me recording it, and finally at the very last minute I got a response from him saying that they were both cool with me recording this song and they liked my additional verse and everything, and so I was really excited. We recorded it, and then about a year after that I was standing on stage with Steve about to play this next song, and he was telling the whole story about how it came about, and he got to the part about Jewel giving me permission, and he looked over at me and said, "Molly doesn't know this, but I never heard back from Jewel, so I thought it would be best to lie." But Steve, I don't know how anyone could be mad at Steve. He's one of the best people. And I guess Jewel, when she got back from her silent meditation retreat, did hear the song and she liked it, luckily. So we all got to play it together actually this summer at Telluride Bluegrass Festival. It was so much fun.